If this audience who's sitting here now that's suffering, something is telling me to stop. I don't know why. I don't know no more than just to follow the leading of the Spirit. I had three or four more things in my mind, comments that I was going to make, but something said, now, stop. There must be somebody praying in this audience. There must be somebody seriously in trouble. That I don't know. But if you believe that the Lord Jesus, who stood and could tell the Apostle Peter who he was and what his Father's name was and all the signs that he did like that, which they crucified him for those signs and killed him, a witch, made him a Beelzebub, a devil. That same spirit that was on Jesus Christ is in his church. We'll yield ourselves now to his Spirit. God will do the same thing. Do you believe it? Let us bow our heads. Almighty God, somehow, some way, I don't understand it, but thou dost know, Lord. There must be a terrific lot of suffering, or someone, maybe just a few hours from death, that I do not know. But somehow that I want to follow like those magi, watching every move. For someday I expect this Holy Spirit to take me into your presence, to live with you forever. May I be reverent and respected and watch it and obey it as long as I live. May this audience tonight, Lord, have their eyes of understanding open. May they have the Spirit of God upon them. For we have seen His star in the east, His sign. They did not have the answer to supernatural heavenly gifts and signs in Jerusalem. And Lord God, ashamed to say it tonight, but the churches today don't have the answer. Many of them, too many of them, don't have the answer to supernatural signs. They want to call it telepathy or some evil spirit, not knowing that they're sealing their eternal destination by doing so. Let it be known tonight, Lord, that Thou art God, the same Jesus that came from the grave in a bodily form is here tonight in the form of the Holy Ghost. And may we be so able to humble our hearts and submit ourselves, our spirits to You, that You would pull from this audience those who You are calling tonight. And all praise will be Yours, Lord, and we'll go out of here tonight feeling that the same morning star, a heavenly gift, is leading us deeper depths and higher heights to Jesus Christ. For we ask it in His name and for His glory. Amen. If thou canst believe, amen. Radio audience, and to this visible audience, if I'm taught right in the Word of God, I believe that there's gifts in the church to speak with tongues and to interpret. There's no Bible student that can condemn that. When it's done orderly after the message is over, it's orderly. You see what it said, the Lord in the midst and so forth. Now how true that is. May the Lord add His blessings. These things one time when I was still a young Baptist minister, I didn't understand this. But after reading the scriptures, I see that it's the truth. The Lord be blessed. Look this way. Touch the garment of the high priest now with your faith. If I be a servant of Christ, let Christ speak. Now is the time of the hour of decision. Now is the time where something has to be right or wrong. What good would it do me to preach to you a historical God that stood on the banks of Galilee and done those things if He isn't the same God today? I've claimed that He was. I cannot heal people. Everyone knows that. But what spirit was it here the other night that could see a suffering person all the way across the seas and could come here and speak and tell that woman perfectly what was going to happen to her loved ones, and immediately here come the message back across the seas, God had did it. Can't you wake up, friends, to a fact that it's the living God that's in our midst? I'm afraid, as I said the other night, so many gifts have been brought before the church till they sat staring paralyzed. Oh, it ought to shake the heart of people until they would rejoice and be so glad. Here, look this way just a moment. Right over in this direction here, I see a little woman. I do not know her, but she's praying. She's wearing a little flat hat, and she's suffering, and over her stands that light. She's suffering with her, something wrong with her eyes and her ears. I'm afraid the woman is not catching who I'm speaking of. Lord God, say something or do something and she won't miss it. Her name is Mrs. Allen. All right, do you believe that you will be healed? Then rise and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, be thankful. That's the way to do it. Just back over in this other section here, a little woman sitting with her hand up praying. And she is suffering with the... There's something wrong with her head. And she's got asthma in her throat and a heart condition. Sitting right here looking right at me, her name is Mrs. Henry. She come from San Diego. The Lord has blessed you. Go home and be well. Your faith has made you whole. If thou canst believe. I do not know these people. I've never seen them in my life. What is it, friends? Now don't go thinking something mysterious. It's the promise of God. Jesus Christ, as I go towards that wall, my shadow from a light shadow becomes more positive and positive until it fades into perfect me. And as the coming of the Lord is coming to the earth, His presence is drawing closer and closer until we'll finally blend into Him. The Spirit will take us with Him. That day you'll know that I am in you and you in me and I in the Father and Father, so forth. You just have faith and believe. Here, a little lady sitting there nodding her head. Right here looking at me, about second row there. You're suffering with a sinus trouble. That is right. Of course you don't have a prayer card, do you? There's no prayer card. And you're just sitting there praying. And I see you with headaches and rubbing your head like this. And you are praying, Lord Jesus, I believe it. If that's right, raise up your hand. How would I know what you was praying for? You won't have it no more. Jesus Christ makes you well.
You touch the
high priest. Sitting right here in front of me, a few rows back, a little thin-looking woman holding her hand to her throat. I'm a stranger to her, but she's shadowed to death. She has cancer. She's been operated on, and her throat's closed up. She can't neither eat nor drink. That's thus saith the Lord. I don't know you, but you were praying. God heal you, my sister. You accept your healing. You touch the garment of the high priest. Right straight back the back of this place, you're about middle ways of this aisle. There's a woman, and she's suffering with a high blood pressure. She's not from here. She's a Finn. She's from Finland. If you believe, sister, you receive your healing. You Malin Raha, rise up to your feet and accept your healing and be made well. God bless you. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. What was I saying? If thou canst believe. Tell that little lady laying there with arthritis, have faith in God and get up from that cot and go on home. Away up in the balcony there. There's a lady praying. There's something wrong with her ear. It's behind her ear, a mastoid trouble. She's ready for an operation. If you might know who it is, your name is Mrs. Delaney. Rise up to your feet, Mrs. Delaney, and accept your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. What did she touch? God's great Holy Spirit, the high priest of our confession. Do you believe that he's here? Then stand up to your feet and receive him, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Stand up and believe him with all your heart. Raise up your hands now as we pray. Oh Lord God, who sent the morning star, who gave us Jesus Christ in the resurrection, his power here with us now. I condemn unbelief and break the power of the devil through prayer, confessing that an angel of God came to me 14 years ago and confirmed this manifestation. And we stand in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, you are defeated. Jesus Christ defeated you with his vicarious suffering and death at Calvary. Come out of this place and away from these people that they can be made well through Jesus Christ's name. Rise up. Praise him. Raise your hands to him. It's over. Jesus died. Jesus arose. Jesus is here. The same yesterday, today, and forever. I give you over to Jesus Christ, and this Spirit is here. There's no need for you to be sick any longer or sinful any longer. God bless you. Some time ago, I was over at a little city in Arkansas about 15 years ago, not quite that long, I'd say 12 years ago. They have a terrible segregation in Arkansas. And I'd been into a little church, and the policeman helped me in and out, and I was coming out of the church, and I could hear someone saying, "Mercy! Mercy!"
I thought, where is that coming from? And I looked over to my left, standing over to one side stood a Negro man, way out from the white people. He had his little cap in his hand, hard. Mercy! Mercy! And something struck me. That man wants to talk to me. And I said to the policeman, I said, I want to go over and see that man. Oh, he said, Mr. Branham, you can't do that. You'd start trouble here in Arkansas. He said, you can't do that. He said, we just can't let you do that. I said, but the Holy Spirit's telling me to go. He said, well, Brother Branham, you'll start a race, right? Said, all these white people here to be prayed for, and you go over there, that colored man. I said, I can't help what kind of laws you got. I follow a law, and that law is the law of the Spirit. And he said, go to that man. And I just pulled loose from him. And I went over there, and I heard his wife say, you've a good courage, honey. The parson is coming. And I got over there, and I said, how do you do? He had his hands out like this. He said, is you, I'm not saying this disregarding to my colored friends, either here or on radio, but he had a real southern talk. And he said, is this you, Parson Branham? And I said, yes, sir, it is. He put his hands on my face. He said, you's a younger man than I thought you was. Him blind. And he said, has you got just a minute? I want to tell you something. I said, yes, brother. I got as much time as you want to talk. He said, I've been a Christian since I was a little boy. My old mammy said she's been gone for years. And said, I've been blind now for several years. I got cataracts on my eyes. The doctor man said he couldn't take them off. They done wrapped around the optical nerve. And he couldn't take them off. And he said, I never heard of you in my life, Parson Branham. But said, last night about 9 o'clock I went to bed. He said, I dreamed I saw my old mammy come up to my bedside. And she said to me, honey, rise up and put on your clothes and go down to a city called Moart and have Brother Branham to pray for you. You're going to get your sight. He says, do you believe that, Brother Branham? I said, I believe it with all my heart. He said, my old mammy never told me a lie in her life. And I got up and put on my clothes, and my wife helped me to the bus station, and we went over to the auditorium, and they told us you were here, and we come over here and been standing here, and it raining as hard as it could rain. I looked at him. I put my arms around him. And I said, Lord God, I don't know, but somehow he's certain. And I'm certain that you let his old mammy come to him in a dream to tell him that he's going to get his sight. And he's so sure that he's going to get his sight. Lord God, let it be now. And I know O'Moore said that and he started batting his eyes. He said, thank you, Lord. And I said, can you see, Uncle? And he said, sure I can see. He said, I know what I was going to see. And his wife said, honey, can you really see? He said, sure, you see that red car sitting there? He said, sure I can see. A great scream went up from everywhere, and the people glorified God. What was it? He was certain that God had spoke to him in that dream. And if God's certain by a dream, how much more certain is he by his word? Be certain. Hold on to it. God will bring it to pass. Let us pray. Lord, when I think of many of the experiences, I don't know today where that man is. Thou knowest. I may never have the privilege of looking at him again on earth. But no doubt sometime across the river yonder, when we have both climbed the golden stairs into your kingdom, I shall see him there. Because he was certain. He couldn't read your word, but you spoke to him by a dream and by his truthful mother. And he was certain that his mother wouldn't lie. And if you had sent him a dream of his mother, he knew that he was sure that he was to get his sight. I believe, Father, that's the reason you gave it to him. He moved from his bed. He went into action. He put his faith to work. And you confirmed his faith by giving him his sight. There are many sitting here, Lord, today. Many out in radio land that's read the Word and heard the promises, but has never been just sure of it. God, let them be certain today that if God has said so, He has to keep that Word right. And sometimes He lets reaction come just to see what we will do. May every person now that's both here and in the invisible audience, let them take a hold of Your Word, Your promise, confess their sins and their unbelief, and hold on to that promise until daylight breaks for them. Grant it, Lord. May they be sure and certain that You will keep Your promise, every one of them. For we ask it in Jesus' name and for His sake. Everyone be seated now. The line has been formed. The ushers have their places. I'd ask you now be just as reverent as you can. Now to you that's standing in the line, you're noticing that there's a difference in my ministry because I'm just praying, laying hands on the sick. Because that's your request for me to do so. If I should stop in discernment for everyone on this line, I'd be here for several nights. And I would not be able to stand here, but just one or two or three, and I'd be so weak they'd take me from the platform as they usually do. Now remember, if you've got unconfessed sin in your heart, I'm placing it back in your lap. Worse than this will come upon you. And if you've got unconfessed sin, step out of that prayer line and make it right with God. Then come back and get in the prayer line. Now remember, I'm not responsible by divine gift to take a curse that God permitted Satan to put on it to bring you to Him. I'm just going to pray. And now, if you feel right in your heart with God, and you feel that everything's all right, and you have a right, you're believing that God's going to heal you, then walk up here reverently, and when you pass this platform, just as you're baptized or any other order of the church, go off the platform rejoicing. My hands won't have anything to do with it laying on you unless you accept your healing from Jesus Christ. That was His order, to lay hands on the sick. These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now, Lord, there's great anticipation and people are waiting. Now the rest of the service is Yours, O Lord. I pray that there won't be a feeble person in our midst. May the Holy Spirit speak down into the hearts of the people tonight. May they not look for some great thunder or some great rushing wind, but may they listen. That's why I spoke that tonight, Father, that they might down in the depths of their heart catch the vision of what God is doing. Grant it, Lord, for I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Let the prayer line be started now. You just come one at a time, and we'll pray. How do you do? Now, just stand right over here just a moment, lady. It is that you are the first one in the line. Now that the audience, how many in this visible audience have never seen the ministry before, never seen my ministry? Raise up your hands, would you? My, there's many, many, hundreds of them that hasn't seen it. Now, if the Lord Jesus was standing here by this woman, I do not know her. God knows her. Are we strangers to one another, lady? If that's right, raise up your hand so that the people see. We've never met before. Well, now, if you want to know that the Bible still lives, here's a case like St. John 4. A man and a woman meet for their first time, like Jesus met the woman at the well. He talked to her a few minutes until he found what her trouble was. How many knows what her trouble was? Raise your hand. Sure. She was living with her sixth husband. And Jesus told her, go get your husband and come here. She said, I have no husband. He said, that's right. You've had five, and the one you're living with now is not your husband. She said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Now, we know when the Messiah cometh, He'll tell us these things. But who are you? He said, I'm He that speaks to you. She ran into the city and said, come see a man who told me the things I've done. Isn't this the Messiah? Now, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that was the Messiah sign to that generation. It's got to be the same Messiah sign to this generation, or he's a different Messiah. If that's true, say amen. Now, to let you know that it's not a man. God knows that I do not know this woman. I've never seen her in my life. But if the Holy Spirit will come here and prove that he's still Messiah by using my eyes, my lips, my mouth, and her faith and my faith, there's something she's here for. She might be a deceiver. She might be a Christian. She might be here for financial troubles. I don't know. I have no way of knowing. She's just a woman that comes here in a prayer line. But if the Lord God will speak, let her be the judge, whether it's right or not. Then how many of you will actually know that the presence of Jesus Christ is here? Raise your hand and say, I would accept it. Now, both of us, here's the Bible. We've never met before in our lives. Now, don't say that he will do it. If he does, we'll be thankful. Now, sister, just to speak to you a moment, you don't have to look at me. Just, the woman is a Christian, because from her comes a feeling of friendship. Her spirit that's in her is welcoming the spirit that's in me. Now, in other words, there is a daughter of God. I am his son, adopted son by Jesus Christ. She's standing there needing something. I'm standing here to pray for her. Now, if I would lay my hands on her and say, go get well, Jesus Christ will make you well, that would be all right. But now what if the Holy Spirit comes here and reveals something that's in her life back under that she knows I know nothing about? If he knows what has been, he surely will know what will be, and she'll be the judge to know whether it's right or not, and then it's up to you to believe from where it comes from. When that was done in the Bible times, the Orthodox Church said he is a fortune teller, he's Beelzebub. They said that in their hearts. Jesus said, I'll forgive you for saying that against me, but someday the Holy Ghost has come to do the same thing. That's this day. One word against it will never be forgiven in this world or the world to come. Because they call the Spirit of God a fortune teller or an evil spirit. The lady standing here is very nervous. And she's really needing an operation. Because she's got hemorrhoids. And those hemorrhoids are breaking and bleeding. That's right, isn't it? If that's right, raise up your hand.
Right.
Now, what knowed that? Now, whatever I told her, I don't know now. See, that was not my voice. It was my lips moving, but something else telling her something that wasn't me. Now, you say you might have guessed that, Brother Branham. All right. Let's talk here just a moment longer so that the anointing of the Spirit will get into the building. Now let me just talk with her again. Yes, here it comes again. The woman's conscience that something's going on. Did you ever see the picture that scientific world has taken that angel of the Lord? That's just what's on you now. If you audience, the radio or whatever, could see right there between me and that woman is that light milling around. The woman is facing an operation. It's bleeding hemorrhoids. And it keeps seeing some elderly person keeps appearing here. It's a man. It's her daddy. And he's got a dark shadow of death over him. He's dying with a cancer. And he's in a hospital in a great city where a river runs by the city. It's St. Louis, Missouri. Thus saith the Lord.
That's true.
Is that true?
Yes, true.
Now, do you believe the Lord? Do you believe God could reveal to me who this woman is? Would that help your faith? Now, sister, I don't know that he will. I'm just asking his grace.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
Your first name is Alice.
Right.
Spade is your last name.
That's right.
Exactly right. Return home believing and you can receive what you have asked for in the name of the Lord. Now, let us just raise our hands and give praise to God. God bless you, my son. Go believing now. Now, if I don't say nothing to you, you believe anyhow, will you? All right? But your heart trouble then will leave you if you'll go and believe. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may our sister be healed. Now, sister, you're aware that the Holy Spirit's here. If I didn't tell you a thing, if I told you what was wrong with you, would you believe? It would make you believe more? But I see I can't do it all the way down the line, but if you'll believe, the diabetes will leave you. Will you believe it? All right, then go and say thank the Lord and be happy and believe with all your heart. All right, sister. If I don't say nothing, just pray for you. Believe with all your heart. All right, sir. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll bless this woman and make her well. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Come, sister. If I don't say a word, what's wrong? You believe in God's presence, that one who we're anointed with now. If I lay hands on you, you believe you're back. Come, it's already said, it seems. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal our sister and make her well. Amen. These signs shall follow them that believe. Come, sister, believing. What do you think about that tumor? You think it'll leave you? Go on your road and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, and be well. Yours also. Would you believe it with yours to be gone? In the name of the Lord Jesus, I lay hands on my sister for her healing. Amen. Believe now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for my sister's healing. Amen. All right. Are you believing out there? See, you don't have to tell the people. Now, be reverent. Just watch along. Keep your eyes. Listen, radio audience. The people are being healed. It isn't that you have to tell the people, but you can. It's all right, but it weakens. And it makes everyone want to do that. Here's a woman. Stand here. Art, is this the next person? Art, do you believe, sister? You and I are strangers to each other. Is that right? I don't know you. You don't know me. If that's right, raise up your hand so the visible audience can see. If the Lord Jesus will tell me what you're here for or something, will you believe me to be His servant and know that there has to be some supernatural power here to know that, or I wouldn't know it? Would you think it was an evil spirit or the Spirit of Christ according to the promise of the Bible? The Spirit of Jesus. Thank you. Then you shall have what you've asked for. What you're here for? You're real nervous. You've got complications. You're all broke down. You have diabetes. And let me tell you, you got something on your heart. That's a boy.
Yes.
Your son. Do you believe that God can tell me what's wrong with him? He has ulcers and he has asthma, but above all of that, he's a sinner and not saved, and you're praying for his soul. That's thus saith the Lord. His presence is. God bless you. Go and receive it. Do you believe, sister?
I do.
Oh, Lord, I pray that you'll heal our sister and take her from this crutch tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Come, sister. Do you believe, sister?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay my hands up on you, because it's written, these signs shall follow them that believe. Now believe. Do you believe the little one will be healed if I lay hands upon her?
Yes.
Bring it here then. Lord, they said, suffer little children to come unto me. And I lay my hands upon this little baby for its healing and its mother. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the disease depart. Amen. The Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe. You believe it? I believe him who I'm talking about? Then these signs shall follow. In the name of Jesus Christ, may our sister be healed. Amen. Come. Do you women believe as you're coming together that God will heal and make you well? I lay my hands upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and according to his word and promise, you shall recover. Amen. Do you believe, sir, as you're bringing this man, that the man will be healed?
Yes.
You believe it yourself for you? All right, come near and let's pray. Lord, I lay my hands upon this feeble body, and I pray that they shall recover according to your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sir. That's right. Go believe in now, brother. That's the way. The Lord Jesus Christ, who made the promise, give this woman her healing as I lay hands on her in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Bless
the Lord God who made the promise, give the healing to this woman. As he promised, they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you.
God bless you, sister. The Lord God who made the promise, may he confirm his promise as I lay hands upon my brother in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the healing power that was given to the church at the day of Pentecost come upon our brother as I lay hands on him in confirmation that I believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Are you believing? Let the radio land now, while we pray for the radio land. Oh God, way out there in radio land, may the Holy Ghost come upon those people out there, and may the sick be healed everywhere. May they hear now. Faith cometh by hearing. And may the gospel witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ come through the ether waves of this radio and heal all that's listening in that's sick. If they're in the bar room, pool room, wherever may they be healed just now from sin and sickness in Jesus Christ's name. Now we shall continue the prayer line. Here's another woman standing here. We're strangers to one another, are we, sister? Do you believe me to be his servant? Do you believe God could tell me what your trouble is? Well, then, would it help you to believe? Would it help the audience now? Would you make you believe God more for your healing? Would it? All right. Look this way, sister. You believe now with all your heart? There's so many praying, see, at this time. Your trouble is extreme nervousness. You're all tore up. And then you got swelling in your arms. That swelling comes from an operation, cancer operation from the shoulder. That's thus saith the Lord. That's true. Now, if you'll go and believe, it'll leave you. Amen. Come, sister. O Lord God, grant the healing of this young woman as she passes through this prayer line. Amen. Lord God, as this mother comes down along the line, I pray that you'll heal her and make her well in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, not only am I praying, but just looking here, there's hundreds times hundreds here visible praying, and thousands out there in radio land. It's got to happen, hasn't it? And the presence of the Lord Jesus here, our risen Lord, our Savior, our beloved King, Lord Jesus, pray that you heal this woman and make her well as I lay hands on her in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Come, sister dear. I lay my hands upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be healed. Amen. Come now, my sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay my hands upon you for your healing. Amen. All those people out there are praying now. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the presence of the Holy Ghost, may this man's heart not be carnal, but may he come as to the living God. And the saints are praying all around over Los Angeles, everywhere. May he be healed in Jesus' name. Come, my sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for your healing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for our sister's healing. Amen. God bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for his request. Amen. God bless you. Come, sister. You're suffering with arthritis. You believe Jesus Christ will heal you? Oh, Lord, creator of heavens and earth, grant the healing of this woman. In Jesus' name. Amen. Are you going to believe, sister, for you and your baby? In the name of Jesus Christ, may mother and child be healed. Amen. You're bleeding, brother?
Got you.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may our brother be delivered. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I lay my hands upon the woman for her deliverance. Amen. Come, sister. Now, don't let this coming through be in vain.
No.
No, no. It's going to happen. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal her and make her well. Bless this one who is with her, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Come, brother, not in vain, but let the power of Jesus Christ come into your life now. Hear that still, small voice as you pass from this place in Jesus' name. Come, sir. In the name of Jesus Christ, may your healing be. Amen. Come, sister. Do you believe God? Tell me what's wrong with you. Will you Would it help you a little? I believe you're the first colored lady that's passed by. You believe that this female trouble that's bothering you will be gone when I pray for you? In the name of Jesus Christ, let it leave her, Lord. Amen. Go now. In the name of Jesus Christ, may his request be granted, Lord. Amen. Come, sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, let her request be granted. Amen. Now, it's your attitude. Now, be real reverent. Everybody praying. It's you people in the line. Now, it's your attitude as you pass here. See that little woman? She just started out of this line thinking. Listen, she had a drainage to her trouble, whatever it was. I've seen that drainage that's been happening. If I'm not mistaken, it's a female trouble that she knows only God knows because it was in the bathroom where it happened. It's stopped now. She can go and be well. In the name of Jesus. See the attitude? What is it? It's because of her attitude. By my thinking, Lord, in Jesus' name, help her. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, grant her healing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the woman be healed. Amen. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, may the woman be healed. Lord God, I lay hands upon our sister in the name of Jesus Christ for her healing. Come, sister. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I lay my hands in obedience to his command on my sister. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay my hands upon this, my sister, for her healing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay my hands upon a sister for her healing. Amen. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I lay hands upon sister for her healing. Now see, as soon as the vision stopped, the people seemed to lose faith. Don't do that. That's wrong. Here, it's going all the time. I see what's the matter with the people. Here, look at this woman. You believe God will heal that tumor? Well, go and believe it. See? See? Just believe. Have faith. All right, come, sister. Do you believe God will heal that stomach trouble? Then go and believe. Just have faith now. Believe. Lord God, I bring this woman to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. And this our sister, Lord, is praying you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for this young woman, Lord, that you'll heal her in Jesus' name. Grant it, Lord. Oh, Lord God, grant the healing of our sister in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, may our sister be healed. Grant it, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, may our sister be healed. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, may our sister be healed. Come, sister. You believe?
Yes, sir.
You're seriously, it's a heart trouble, but God will heal it. It's gone now, so just go believe it. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal her in the name of Jesus Christ. May it be so. Come. O Lord, creator of heavens and earth, as this woman reaches her hand, may it not be to mine, but to yours, Lord. In Jesus' name. Lord God, heal our sister and give her her request in Jesus' name. Grant it, Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll heal her and make her well. In the name of Jesus. You see how it does just as soon as the vision seemed to let loose? That makes me so weak, friends. How many understands that? Why, a woman touched the garment of our Lord, and he said, virtue went out. I got weak. How many knows that's the truth? Well, if he, the Son of God, got weak from one vision, what would it do to me? A sinner saved by grace. Daniel, the prophet, saw a vision and was troubled at his head for many days. Here, bring the woman. We're strangers to one another. You believe God knows you?
Amen.
You believe he knows me?
Amen.
Can he reveal to me your trouble?
Yes, amen.
You're shattered to death with the cancer.
Yes,
that's right. And besides that, you're a woman preacher.
Yes, that's
the truth. And you just give up your church.
Yes,
that's right. But don't give up your church. Don't give up hopes. Look to Jesus who stands here, who knows your condition. And I condemn this cancer on my sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it leave her. Amen. Come believing. Lord, I lay my hands on this little colored girl in the name of Jesus Christ. Heal her. Her loved one, Lord, I pray that you'll heal her. Lord, this little woman, as she passes through the line, may the power of Jesus Christ that's present now heal her. God, heal this woman, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll grant it.
Heal our sister, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, may it be so. God bless you, sister, and may the God of heaven heal you of this arthritis. Come, sister, believing with all your heart now. O eternal God, author of life, give her the blessing she's asking in Jesus Christ's name. Come, sister, come with the baby. You believe God's going to make it well? In the name of Jesus Christ, may their request be granted to this little one. And I'll take this affliction from it in Jesus Christ's name. I go believing in both of you. Have faith and serve God. Are you believing? How many can just almost see the presence of the Lord Jesus standing there looking over his audience? The great Jehovah God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's God. This woman here is a stranger to me. Are you, lady?
Yes.
Do you believe that God can tell me what your trouble is?
Yes.
If He will it help you?
Yes.
To believe. You have arthritis?
Yes, sir.
You have trouble with your eyes?
Yes, sir.
You got heart trouble?
Yes, sir.
You're not from this city?
No, sir.
You're from another city?
Right.
Another state?
Yes, sir.
Arizona?
Yes.
Kingston, Arizona?
Kingston.
And you're Mrs. Holby? On your road home, you're over your disease. Go home and be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. I told the audience, though, I've never seen him alive. Is that right? We're totally strangers to one another. But God knows you all. He knows all about you. Just believe He knows who you are and all about you. I challenge every person in here to believe it. Anywhere. Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal this woman and make her well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I pray that you'll heal our sister in the name of Jesus Christ.
I'm here for someone in bed.
God, grant her request in Jesus' name. God, heal this little girl in the name of Jesus Christ. Come, my dear brother. Come believing now. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal my brother. Amen. Lord God, as our sister passes by, may she not pass as by man, but may she pass by the cross of Jesus and receive her healing. Amen. Come, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ, may you be healed. Come, my brother, in the name of Jesus Christ, may you go from here healed. Come, sister, in the name of Jesus Christ, God's beloved Son, may your healing be. Amen. He gave the promise. He has to keep his promise. Amen. Oh, Lord, as I lay hands on these two women coming by with each other, may the Spirit of God make them well. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless this my sister and heal her in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless this my brother and make him well in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless our sister as I lay hands on her in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless this little mother in the name of Jesus Christ and make her well. Bless, Lord, my brother, and heal his body. Bless this my sister, and heal her body and make her well. Grant it, Lord. Bless this my sister, and may she be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, bless this my brother, and make him well in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless this my brother, O Lord, and give him his request in Jesus' name. Bless my sister, Lord, and give her request in Jesus' name. Likewise, as I lay hands upon my sister in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless this my sister and make her well in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. All right, sister. Thank you, Simon. How many believes that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is present? This is His doing, and it's great in our sight. Sister, I see you sitting there at that arthritis in that wheelchair. I can't heal you, but if you'd make an effort, you could walk. If you're going to, all right, then get up and go walk, and that's the only way to do it. What about the rest of you? Do you believe that Jesus Christ, God's Son, is here to make you walk also? Do you believe that He's here to heal you, take you out of that cot, brother, and heal you? You believe that with all your heart? Now, you're the sick person. God's here to make you well if you'll believe it. Do you believe it? Then stand on your feet, each one of you, all over the building. Lay your hands over on one another. There's a woman out of a wheelchair walking that's been down for years with arthritis, walking for her first time.
There it is. Raise to your feet, everybody. There's a woman from a wheelchair, bound, been sitting there for years, bound with arthritis, walking in the name of the Lord Jesus. Stand up on your feet and receive your healing. I pronounce you healed by the stripes and the blood of Jesus Christ. God is with you. God is in our building. God is in our midst tonight. God is in His holy temple. He's trying to urge you to come to Him. Don't be satisfied with being a Baptist, a Methodist, or Pentecostal, or whatever you might be. That's all right. Them denominations are fine. See, I respect every one of them, every denomination. I send people back to their home church. That it isn't the denomination I'm kicking against. It's how worldly we've gotten in here. See, come be a Christian and go to any church of your choice. That's the thing. Is be a Christian is what we're talking about. If you like the Baptist church, go to the Baptist church. Be born again in the Baptist church. If you're Catholic, be born again and be in the Catholic church. Presbyterian, do the same thing. But first, before you go back, get the Holy Ghost. Be born again. And you'll be in enlightenment. You'll help others to come. If you just believe Him. Scriptures, right? That would be the Holy Spirit speaking. Just the same as this is here. Little lady sitting there wiping her face right there. Got heart trouble. Yes, you believe the Lord will heal you now, sister? Sitting on the end of the row right down here with heart trouble. You believe that God will heal you? If you can believe it with all of your heart, God will do it for you. The lady sitting back there praying for her loved one. It's real nervous sitting right back there. You believe God would heal that loved one? The Bible said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Do you believe it? Complications sitting to the left of that post there. If you believe it with all your heart, God will grant it to you. God is God. Do you believe that? Right down here with the glasses on, lady sitting with that trouble with her head. You believe that God will heal you, sister? No, it's sitting right here. She's got a that on glasses, gray in the front. Looking right here. You believe God will heal you, sister? Yes, you just raise your hand up there. That's you. No, the lady right back there. You don't have it now. It's left you. It's gone from you. Amen. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Do you believe it? The Bible said, if you can believe. Oh, He's so real. This minister sitting right down here wondering, scared about cancer. If you just have faith and believe, you won't have that cancer. If thou canst believe. That is, if you can believe it. Sitting way back here, there's another minister sitting there. He's got his wife and child. The child's got asthma. His wife's up for an operation. That's right. That's you raising your hand. You're right. Put your hand over on the child. The child and mother and father, put your hands together and on one another. O Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, let it be known this night that You're God. I pray that You'll heal them. Grant it, Lord. There is Your Spirit making itself known to us. Grant this healing of all the people. Now may they be physically healed and spiritually healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. There is a fountain filled with blood. There is a fountain filled with blood. Drawn from Emmanuel vein, and sinners plunged beneath the
flood. Lose all their guilty stain. Lose all their guilty stain. Lose all their guilty stain. And sinners plunge beneath that flood.
Bow your heads now reverently, quietly. Think it over. Sinner friend, while you have your head bowed, you out in radio land also, would you just stop and pause a minute in this hustling bustle of life? Do you realize that you may not be among the living in the morning? And if you don't possess this eternal life, you're lost. Jesus said, except the man be born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God. Come, sinner friend, out in radio land and receive him just now as your personal Savior. Won't you do it? Bow right in the room where you are. Or don't make any difference who's around you. Don't be ashamed of him. He won't be ashamed of you on that day. Just kneel right down wherever you are. Dad, you and mother there that maybe hasn't raised your children the way you should. Maybe that's the reason they're out in the world tonight. Why don't you just go over where Mother is now and put your arm around her and say, dear, it's true. We've been, as a prodigal, wasting our substance with riotous living. We can never be satisfied like this. Let's come to Christ tonight. Do that, won't you, friend, out in radio land? And to you here in this visible audience, how many of you say, Brother Branham, remember me in prayer. I want to consecrate myself to God. Raise up your hand all over the building, everywhere. My. Is there a sinner or a backslider here that's felt the snarl of the wolf, the bite of his fangs, would like to come right down here and stand here while we offer prayer? It just seems like a little thing, but it's a great thing. I'd like for you to come down here, like come down and shake your hand. You sinner friends, come right down here. Let me walk down and pray with you here, will you? God bless you, lady. Walk right over here. That's good. One soul worth 10,000 worlds. While we sing now, every sinner come. There is a fountain. Come on down. Come down, son. God bless you, son. God bless you, sir. That's the way. Emmanuel's name and sinners plunge. That's right, ladies. Come right on. Are you thirsting? You're trying to find something to satisfy? That's good. Come right on down. That's good. Lose all their guilty stain. Lose all. Come on, sinner friend, right out of the balconies. Come right down along the sides like this. Like to shake your hand as you pass this platform here. Now, sinners, blunt. The dying thief rejoice. Come, sinner and backslider. Won't you come down now and kneel at the altar? Come right. There are a great group of them that's knelt around the altar here since we made the call to you in radio land. Men, women, young and old, while as he washed all my sin, oh,
Now, while she's courting that song again, I wonder tonight, I really feel that there should be more than this. We're very grateful for these sinners that's knelt here at the altar. They're tired of trying to satisfy themselves with just a little old something other than the world. They're sick of it. They're just all washed up, as the worldly expression, but they're just finished with it. They want something real. They're going to receive it. The very God that knows your heart knows that that's true. God bless you, lady. That's right. Come right on down there. Won't you come? Now, there may be church members in here that belongs to some churches here in Los Angeles, other places. You've been here this week and last week and watched the Holy Spirit move. Now, that's the very thing that's telling me in my heart now that you need to come down here. Won't you come? God bless you, lady. God bless you. That's right. Come right on out. Move right out of the audience and come down here. I'm waiting, holding off just a little while longer. Well, who would raise up their hand and say, Brother Branham, I know I'm wrong. Pray for me to have courage enough to come. We don't believe in going back and getting people now. I don't do that. If the Holy Spirit can't convince you enough that you're wrong, to come down here and be right. Now, what if just now you feel something moving? This temple would go to falling in. Or an earthquake had struck the city. Or a bomb had struck somewhere. It's just turning to powder. You're going to be gone. What would you do? Are you all ready to go? God bless you, lady. God bless you, sir. That's right. God bless you. Your whole family coming. That's good. Come. That's right. God bless you, lady. Come right on down now to the altar. Listen, it's the most gallant thing that you ever done was to come to Christ. If you're not sure you're right with God, don't wait too long. There's going to be a resurrection one of these days. And Jesus is coming. You say, I've heard that for a long time, Brother Branham, but this may be the last time you ever hear it. Remember, this may be the end of the time for you tonight. You may never have an opportunity. Before morning, you may be pressing a dying pillow and the veins cooling off in your arms. Come, that's right. That's right. Come right out. That's good. You say, Brother Branham, you're scaring the people. No, I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. You've got to meet God. You're going to either meet Him here or meet Him at the judgment in His anger. You're meeting Him here while He's pleading to you. You meet Him and He's your judge. Now He's your Savior. Won't you come while we sing one more verse? And you that are church members, we're not asking you to join the Angelus Temple. We'd love to have you here. That's true enough. We've got wonderful church people here, fine pastors and so forth, a nice building, and it's just a wonderful church. We'd love to have you here. But if you want to go back to your own church, we don't want you to leave your church. We just want you to come and be sure that you're right with God. That's the thing we're trying to do, is you to be right. The hour is coming, and now is, that when we can't play church no more. It's God working in the church. We must have it. If your soul is thirsting for something, and you've been trying to satisfy it on a creed, try to satisfy it on something else, leave that tonight and come down here, won't you? Come down now while we sing again. All right, all together.
In a nobler, sweeter song, I sing thy heart.
Won't you come out? Come right on now. I invite you. Remember, the next time you hear my voice, maybe at the judgment, remember, I've offered you Jesus. If you wonder how these things are done, the interpretation of the Spirit, how it discerns Spirit, come on. Come in to God now. Fill your heart with it. How many in here wants to make a consecration to God? Raise your hand. Say, I just love to come up a little closer to God. Now you come down. Come right down. All of you that wants to reconsecrate yourself, to feel God's Spirit in your life more, greater. Maybe you're seeking the Holy Spirit. You've already come and confessed your faith, but you want to receive the Holy Spirit, want to rededicate yourself. We're wanting a revival to continue on. Come right on down now, will you? Come right down around the front here. That's fine. Oh, that's fine. Coming from everywhere, young and old alike, moving right down. Radio Land, you should be here to look at this. Just people coming down every aisle.
watching the sincerity, some crying. Oh, this is what I love, to see people coming to worship my Lord. See people, men and women, who are thirsting for righteousness. Blessed are ye when you do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for you shall be filled. There is that fountain still with blood right now. If you're not just where you ought to be, you Pentecostal, Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, whatever you are, come right now, won't you? That's right. Come with the rest of them. You won't be by yourself. There's just packed all up and down here now. Around, the altars are full and the seats around is full and they're still coming down. Just keep coming. Keep coming right on down. Don't let the hounds of hell sap your precious life. If you jerk far enough to get away from him, he'll catch up with you again. Don't you let him do that. The old poison things in you. Find the water. Find the water of life. Jesus is that water of life. Come right on down. That's it. Now let all the personal workers gather right around these people. Each one in here that's a personal worker, gather right around these people now. We're going to have prayer. That's good. That's fine. Come right on. Now, my friend, I want to tell you something. You here in the visible audience and you in radio land, this is one of the greatest times of my life. The rest of you may be seated for a moment, if you will. When I was just a young preacher, there was a young lady asked me if I would go to a dance with her. She was a preacher's sister. I told her no. She said, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't go to dances. Where do you have any pleasure? I was holding a tent meeting. The next night, there's an altar call about like this, people gathering around. I motioned to her. She came up where I was. I said, sister, this is more pleasure to me than all the things of the world, is to see sinners coming, kneeling, bowing, concentrating their life unto God. Deep consecration, that's what I like to see. Surrendering your lives. Now, each one of you here at the altar, you are, and out in radio land, you bow now for prayer too. There might not be a personal worker out there in radio land, but there's a Holy Spirit there. He's the one to direct you. Now, each one pray in your own way, confess your wrong, and ask God to be merciful to you, and He'll certainly do it. Now, with your heads bowed everywhere, I'm going to ask Brother Duffield to walk up here and ask the prayer for you in radio land and for you here at the altar. God bless you now while all bow your head, and let's all pray for these people that's at the altar. While we have our heads bowed everywhere, be ready in radio land to accept Christ while our